I think there's some sort of like, I don't want to say gender divide, but like, I mean, the whole thing of the stock exchange is very like male dominated, masculine, you know?
It's just the finance industry in general, I'd say.
Yeah. And that's, I don't, alienating to women generally, it seems.
Yeah, like, yo, did you see that video recently of I don't know if it was even from recently, but I only saw it recently. And it's this guy in like an office setting, and it seems to be like it's like a financial office, and he's just freaking the fuck out, like throwing chairs and like just yelling at the top of his lungs and like asking to fight people.
I saw this video. You sent it to our meme group
Yeah,
chat.
exactly. And what I took from it was that he was angry at all the retail investors, and he probably was like big shorted or something. Point being, there was not one female in the video. Like every single person on the on their computers was a dude. It was probably like it was a pretty big office. It seemed to be at least like 100 employees. So just from that one anecdote, it seems to me that the financial services industry is pretty male dominated. Anyway.
As
No, it
our
is honestly like, and the effects do show, you know, Amelia doesn't want to hear about it. I was talking to my friend Kate from my master's program. Shout out to Kate if you're listening. You're definitely not. But yeah, we were in our US history seminar today, and she very easily knew I wasn't paying attention and was texting me. And I was like, not gonna lie, I'm pretty deep in this GME thing. You know what it is. So I'm not really paying attention to class. And she's like, oh yeah, my boyfriend is pretty, in quotation marks, deep in it as well. So
Yo, do you think he's deep fucking value? Imagine? That'd be crazy.
it would be. But yeah, point being, she also was pretty annoyed with her boyfriend and didn't really want to hear about it either from me or him. So all of y'all that are laughing at those of us holding the line, well,
Keep laughing. You'll be laughing when it's up 9,000%
you'll
and
be
you still have
laughing
diamond hands.
when I'm taking a gold shower.
But again, we are not financial advisors. Don't take our advice.
And by gold shower, I don't mean a shower and piss. Like Donald Trump.
Like Donald Trump.
Because he
Jesus.
takes, you haven't heard of this?
No, I've seen that before.
That's what a gold shower is.
Oh no, I'm well aware. I'm well aware.
You
No.
Know that Steele dossier from a couple years back that like came from some like British information handler or some shit? It was all about like Trump stuff. And like one of the things in that dossier was that he's hired people to do golden showers on him before. But the validity of all of the claims in the dossier were up for debate, so but it's still funny.
I was thinking that like his shower was made of gold.
No, he likes to get peed on.
That's right, folks. A former president of the United States. And it's not Bill. It's not Bill this time. It's Senor Trumpo.
But they were all on Epstein's Island, so it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean they're all fucked up some way, in one way or another.
Anyways, we've been talking for a little bit. I say we should get back into some music, you know,
Sounds good.
get the vibe going, and then I get on the microphone in a little bit. I know my friend, Mr. Wolfgang to my right, had some closing remarks for this talking segment, so I'll send the mic over to him. Mr. Wolfgang.
hold your stocks, buy more stocks, and save your money. Call the Canadian government if you need more money. They'll send you some money.
There you go.
We're not financial advisors, by the way. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 5:07 in the morning. Speaking of numbers, in which here is Mathematics by Mos Def.
Beats by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the four coming live, Future Shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keeping orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted, powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my aim so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway, you're myrtle. Hip hop past all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chip back. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to grade the cash cow. It's a numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave you all sort of crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence hearing and you no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens placing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they could rock you a PlayStation. This new map is with a motherfucker's ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add. It's mathematics.
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Talking about here.
Yo, it's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life. Mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 8-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next strike. When the average minimum wage is 5.15. You best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bubble and crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics from your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break, man, China. The women in the figures, two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings, but you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics, 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 mathematics.
Monday. Run into a friend. Down the street. Down the street.
Oh, Grady, did you just see that guy run behind the building? I'm gonna go after him. This is 1980s New York City, after all. He might have set that building on fire. Oh, Grady, are you there, goddammit? Can't raise him on my old radio here. Oh, Grady, goddammit, you better say you can hear me, goddammit. I'm going after him. He's a lively one, this one. Just ran up the 72nd Street elevated train. Gotta get out my big-ass revolver. Maybe take him down from below. Woo-hoo! Got him right in the knee. That's why they call me the crackest shot in the 5th Precinct. Oh, Jerry Monahan. That's me, Jerry Monahan. Beat cop. Just took down this mugger, blew off his kneecap. Oh, yeah, Boss Jack. I know that guy. Used to run the old bar down on 63rd before I caught him out for racketeering. Tell you what, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
We'll be right back. eu não quero mais conversa com quem não tem amor. Gente certa é gente aberta. Se o amor chamar, eu vou. Pode ser muito bonito o mar, o sol e a flor, mas se não abrir comigo, não vou, não vou. As pessoas que caminham, seja lá pra onde for, é uma gente que é tão minha, que eu vou, que eu vou. Quem não tem nada com isso, veio a vida e não amou. Gente certa, gente aberta, se o amor chamar, eu vou, eu vou, eu vou, eu vou,
eu vou, eu vou, eu vou.
Me duele.
I had to find a way. 10 bands on me to find the things. Falling on things outside the lane. My baby look like she straight off an anime. Remember them packs with no food on my plate. Cause the plug got the packs on the lake. He thought he was hard, we caught him lacking. Man, you know we pull up, we don't hesitate. Growing up praying for better days. I had to find me another way. You know we mob ties in 599. My niggas affiliate. Cody posted on 66. My other niggas making 68. I got a young but no NBA. Look at my water, shit busting like Perrier. Look at my Glock, shit bustin'. This shit don't talk shit cussin'. I stick cause no other niggas don't want no repercussions. Niggas wanna hang with me, but they can't reach my budget. I said niggas wanna hang with me, I know they up to something. I had to find a way. 10 bands on me to find the things. Bobby on these outside the lane. My baby look like she straight off an anime. Remember them things with no food on my plate. Cause the plug had the packs on the lake. He thought it was hard, then we caught him lacking. But you know we pull up, we don't hesitate. From the cradle to the grave, mama told me stay safe. Beware the people surround you, cause nowadays these niggas love catching plays. Look at the niggas around you, these niggas with shots where they catching a face. I used to dream about getting the lamb, now I'm thinking I pay for the rave. I got these niggas in the guillotine, cause I'm next. I'm with these gang in the limousine truck. Wishing my enemies luck. I should've 17, no NLE chop. Sending these shots, no Beverly cop. These niggas ain't sending no limousine. I know these rappers dipping while they sending me shots. I had to find a way. 10 bands on me to find the things. Bobby on these outside the lane. My baby look like she straight off an anime. Remember them days with no food on my plate. Cause the plug had the packs on the lake. He thought he was hard, we caught him like him. And you know we pull up, we don't hesitate. 10 bands on me to find the things. Bobby on these outside the lane. My baby look like she straight off an anime. Remember them days with no food on my plate. Cause the plug had the packs on the lake. He thought he was hard, we caught him like him. And you know we pull up, we don't hesitate.
Call them, they call you when they need something. Trees for the blunt, to G's for the front. I found a way to get peace of mind for years and left the hell alone. Turn a deaf ear to the cellular phone. Send me a letter or better, we can see each other in real life. Just so you can feel me like a steel knife. At least so you can see the white of their eyes. Bright with surprise once they finish spitting lies. Associates, is it boys or girls, bitches, niggas, homies? Close, but really don't know me. Mom, dad, comrade, peeps, brothers, sisters, duns, dunnies. Some come around when they need some money. Others make us laugh like the Sunday funnies. Fam, be around whether you pay the bummy. You can either ignore this advice or take it from me. Be too nice, some people take you for a dummy. So nowadays, he ain't so friendly. Actually, they wouldn't even made a worthy enemy. Read the signs, no feeding the baboons. Seeing as how they got your back bleeding from the stab wounds. Y'all know the dance, they smile in your face, y'all know the glance. Try to put them on, they blow the chance. Never let your so-called mans know your plan. A show of hands is a term some people use loosely. I'm real choosy on what I choose to let crew see. You telling me I try to act broke. Jealousy the number one killer among black folk. Fellas be under some type of spell like crack smoke. Ghetto Cinderella's leading right to your stack loke. Just another way a chick will lead to your end. I checked the dictionary for the meaning of friends and said, first someone likes to socialize with, sympathize and help her, and that's about the size of it. Most of the time these attributes is one-sided. To boast of the crime, they have to shoot you through your eyelid and they can't hide it. Going wild like a wild bitch. Sometimes you need to cut niggas off like a light switch. And when things get quiet, they catch them like a thief in the night. What a right. I first met Mr. Fantastic at an arms deal. Don't let it get drastic, think of how your moms will feel. When they get for real, still get to sparking. Everything darkened. It ain't no talking, for something so cheap and sore buys a lot of trouble. They better all focusing and trying to plot the bubble. Or else it'd be a sad note to end on. The guns we got is some come in the form of codependence. A lot of times only end up being co-defendants. 10 bucks say they tell for a lower sentence. And leave you up under the jail begging for repentance. It don't make no sense. What happened to the loyalty? Honor amongst crooks, trust amongst royalty. I'd rather go out in a blaze than give them the glory. A similar story. The four lovers, we need
need to have some type of overstanding. Just so when I let her get the man thing, she know it's no strings. We could do the damn thing, but ho, it's no rings. Just how the tramp swings. Will she see him again? That depends on how good was the skins, because she memorized the lessons. It ain't no need to pretend. Even though she let him stab it, she know they just swing.
Nice neighborhood I move into, you guys will get crack.
Negro humor always escaped me.
The most powerful, the most mysterious monarch in all the world, guarded by a fighting force that never sleeps, that never relaxes its vigilance. For none is as feared, none has as many foes as Doom. The awesome armor-clad Lord of...
I know who Doom is.
Then tell us.
He happens to be the most dangerous man in the world. I hoped we'd never hear from him. Hoped we'd never have to battle him. But now the worst has happened, and I must tell you what we're up against. I first met Doom years ago, but he wanted to be alone. Alone to pursue his forbidden experiments. One day, while conducting a secret experiment... Later, when he recovered from his injuries... Instead of having learned his lesson, Doom was bitter, angry, vengeful.
What have I done to myself? My face, it is hideous.
He traveled the world, seeking a cure for his disfigured face.
I'm sorry, sir. There is nothing we can do for you.
He traveled through remote villages, where strangers are seldom seen. He continued his search, never showing his face. Unless threatened by bandits who prey on travelers, who foolishly wander alone through their domain.
Thank you. get to second base, and I'd steal it if she only gave.
Yo, it sounds crazy bad right now.
Wait, what?
Like popcorn.
What'd you say?
It sounds like popcorn.
No.
Like fireworks.
Like popcorn.
Yeah. Big fireworky popcorns.
What about now?
Hey, there you go. Now you sound smooth as hell,
exactly
boy.
What the problem was. I'm sorry to those of you listening for...
Honestly, it sounded pretty cool.
Well, at least as long as it wasn't like super harsh, that's all that matters. You know?
It was a little harsh.
Breaking some eardrums out here. Would not want to damage Yabuno's magical musical ears.
Facts.
Yeah.
So Chris. So,
what?
No.
So Chris. You ain't got nothing?
I'm handing it over to Tessa.
What? I don't.
All right, maybe I'll explain something. The cheese and powdering.
Oh, about the plastic?
Yeah.
Okay, I can explain about the plastic. I work for a local government, and they've tried to provide a service where they like supply a plastic recycling program to their residents, but it's just like so unmanageable to like have so many plastic bags full of plastic bags that it's like, because it's just a suburb where everybody like buys things from Amazon and then, you know, sends their plastic off to the village government. and there's just too much plastic, and there's nowhere, like, we don't know what to do with it now because we have too much plastic for the service we were supposed to be using to handle.
Yo, this kind of ties, weren't we talking about the failure of the modern recycling system like 2 or 3 episodes ago?
I think like a year ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, well, point being, the economics of modern recycling was only working because China was taking all of our like 80% of the recycling that like wasn't, we wouldn't make money on recycling it in the US, and China stopped doing that like this past year or 2 years ago. So all of the local recycling programs in most American cities have just been backing up with like huge volumes of recyclables.
Yeah, the reality is none of it's really recyclable.
Yeah, which sucks.
So what you're saying is we should stop wasting our tax dollars on recycling and just burn plastic.
No way. No. Better packaging going forward.
Yeah,
of course. I was joking.
We need some like more bamboo packaging.
Where's my white claw?
Like using paper bags inside stuff like cereal boxes and like shit like that. Using like the type of brown paper bag that you get at the grocery store, that sort of thing inside a box, like it's serving the same purpose. We don't need like a, we don't need a plastic sealed thing. Like if there's a thing sealed, like a popcorn bag.
Yo, know? I was just going to say a popcorn bag. That's mad funny. Cause those are sealed and they're made out of what I assume to be paper.
Yeah. I don't think popcorn bags are.
It sort of seems waxy.
Yeah, it's waxy, so it's not recyclable or compostable.
Interesting.
It's also something covered in oil.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bad example, but like the way it's sealed, that's what I'm getting at.
Facts.
Like it'd be possible, but compostable popcorn bag.
What'd you say there, Wolfgang? You
could probably make a compostable popcorn bag.
Facts. Paper for the worms to get their oil.
It's all oil. It's all compostable.
Even the like brown paper bags, you know, that you get at the grocery store, I'm pretty sure those are compostable.
Yeah.
People have started using popcorn as an alternative to like packaged peanuts, like the styrofoam.
That's smart.
Popcorn. Yeah.
Because then you can just eat the packaging. It's perfect.
Tasty snack.
Gotta be unbuttered though.
Yeah.
What, you don't want all your consumables, your consumerist items to be covered in butter?
Everything is yellow.
What's your take on that compostable cutlery that feels like plastic but it's not?
I want to believe legit.
I'm done with it.
Yeah, I just feel like stuff like that always has like a dark side, you know, like we have like those biodegradable plastic cups and whatnot, but then if you do the research on how long it takes them to biodegrade, it's like hundreds of years. So I just wonder, this compostable cutlery that some places are pushing, which is great, don't get me wrong, I just wonder how legit it is. Someone run the numbers. I'll run them. Hold up.
Those are some hard numbers to run.
Some nice clicking sounds.
Yeah,
typing
sounds.
Yeah,
I got me a mechanical keyboard recently. I do recommend to anyone.
How does it feel?
I feel like a Baus XD.
Baus.
XD. Okay. So very few of them are actually compostable in a real world situation. What did I say?
Perfect.
Okay, take for example taterware, made from potato starch. Of course, many of the eateries in San Francisco provide this brand of takeout cutlery. Feel good about it, because with San Francisco's new composting laws, these things have the best shot at actually being composted. Trouble is, even if the utensils make it to the compost facility, there's little chance they will truly break down all the way. A program manager from Golden Gate Disposal and Recycling sent me the following photos of taterware that's been through the city's commercial compost operation, 60 to 90 days. I'm looking at these pictures, and Wolfgang could attest they're completely intact, the cutlery, and they have not composted one bit.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah, and then this article basically just runs through a bunch of different brands of compostable cutlery, such as Wheatware. Yeah, it's not really composting either. So I guess that's a sham. But maybe there's some better brands that actually do compost. I'm sure there are, but those aren't the ones, unfortunately.
What is, like, edible cutlery? Like, it's like a cracker almost.
See, I've heard of this brand. It's really good. It's called Candy Cutlery.
I was just gonna say that. Candy Cutlery.
My friend Dan's brand that he made in like his first year of university. And he actually signed some deals with like frozen yogurt shops and a bunch of other places. And it's just candy spoons. So you eat your yogurt with the candy spoon, and then you could just have a candy spoon after.
Right.
And then they made candy shot glasses. I think they actually like got a few customers. I wonder what happened with that business. Maybe we'll interview him.
I'm pretty sure Dan sold his steak.
He sold a while steak ago, I think. Candy cutlery.
Yeah, I think so.
Goddamn. What?
But who knows?
IPO candy cutlery.
No, it's not publicly traded. He should have sticked in though. I feel like that could have been a successful company.
I don't know if it would have taken off, because it's kind of the intersection doesn't feel right. Like candy, you know.
Well, like, for desserts, I feel like it's fine. You know, for like a dessert food, if it's like a neutral candy with like no flavoring, it's just like candy. You know, just candy. No like blue raspberry flavor. Nothing. It's just like sugar and like that's it.
Oh, like
it's really. I feel like it's fine if you're eating things that could be like mixed with something sweet.
Is it like Fun Dip?
No, it's actually clear. It's like clear candy. It's like hard candy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like imagine just like straight sugar, frozen into like a spoon shape. Boom.
I'm down.
Like simple syrup just made into a spoon.
Yeah.
So how do they like package them though, so that they don't like stick together and become like this long, like
I think they had molds that they would pour the candy like into when it was liquid form, and then they would be not packaged in plastic. I'm not sure what they would package it in, but that's a good question. I wonder if they packaged it in plastic, because that would defeat the entire purpose of the cutlery, you know.
Weird.
How did you do anything zero waste? Like
what?
It's hard to like make any product truly like zero waste, you know? Like truly.
Or carbon neutral.
I feel like, yeah, it's pretty hard with the supply chain to make anything zero waste or carbon neutral, given that things are coming from so many places, you know? You have to locally source everything, which is very difficult and expensive for many people and inaccessible for a lot of people starting up businesses.
Mm.
Shout out Loofah Farms. Never tried their vegetables, but
my grandparents get their box. It's fucking great, great veg. They grow it on the warehouse here in the city. Good stuff. Good people would do
nice.
10 on 10 was my idea. I feel like they stole it.
Yo, actually I have a question for you, Mr. Wolfgang. Do you still plan on opening this farm of yours? And tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, I plan to have a goat farm where I make goat cheese, and I have like half a dozen goats just for the milk and cheese. We're not gonna slaughter them, you know. Old age will eat them. I'll divvy it up through friends, but like I'm not there to make a butcher shop. I'm not there to sell meat. I'm just there to sell nice goat juice. they're fucking sick. They're awesome. You can raise them on like land that's on a slant, so you don't necessarily need flat land. And sometimes like buying a little piece of a hill can be a lot cheaper than buying a fucking square in a prairie. So it's something I'm seriously considering for my next, you know, 2 to 5 year plan.
Sick.
Yeah. On the topic of stocks, I would say let's start investing in real things like growing our own food.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
You won't though.
But Tessa, under this modern wage slave,
yeah, you can just spend some time growing some food instead of staring at your phone thinking about imaginary money and imaginary speculative investment.
Okay.
But the imaginary money makes me money. The goats only make me cheese.
And I still think the system is fucked, but I do think that with the resources at hand, even though Robinhood is terrible for what they did this week with the whole GameStop fiasco, I think the stock market is a great thing to get through this capitalist system for the ordinary person. You know, like it's a system that was commonly used by like only millionaires and billionaires, like super inaccessible to the common person. So it's kind of our way of like getting ahead within this system and taking a chip out of it and making things a bit more fair. So I don't know, like, even though it's like, I agree, like making wealth and money off just like making an investment does seem very strange. And I used to frown upon it a lot when I was younger. I feel like it's something that a lot of people should learn in the system that surrounds us. You know, it's like we could completely take over this system and make it to our benefit. So I think it's not the worst thing in the world for the average person to be doing. It differs from the whole Wall Street perspective. I think Wall Street's messed up, and like these large hedge funds and all these things are pretty stupid, and it's a super unfair thing. But given the constraints that we have and the society that we find ourselves in, I think it's a good skill for someone to possess and that could help a lot of people, you know, push themselves forward with a lack of social services, with a lack of so many things that the United States has. And of course it takes like some wealth to invest, and you need some preliminary capital to get into that. But once you got a universal basic income system, you're set, baby. That's all.
I do think that the money needs to get out of the hands of the hedge funds, of course, and I support that fully. But I just think everyone investing in these systems need to remind themselves that we live on a planet of finite resources, and that's not going away.
No, of course we do. And yeah, that's a great point. The thing is Liam has a point to make.
That's why we gotta invest our stock winnings into opening the goat farms.
Yo, exactly.
And then we'll be fine. We'll be able to eat goat cheese and goat milk.
Along different lines, I was gonna say that, you know, perfect. It's about just choosing what you're gonna invest into. Like, I personally invest in things that I believe in and that I see like good for the planet or the future. I refuse to invest in oil. I refuse to invest in like messed up shit like tobacco. I have a lot of investments in renewable energy.
Solar, baby.
But anyways, investing is kind of stupid, but it's a way to get by in the system that we find ourselves in. So power to the people, you know.
Goats for everyone.
Thank you, Liam. Honestly, if 16-year-old me was listening to myself, or even like 17 or 18-year-old me was listening to myself say this, I would probably slap myself in the face. That was super against the stock market and investing capitalism.
No, I still feel very against capitalism, honestly. I would still
it's a messed up system, you know, but I didn't think of it under this logic of accessibility. I saw it as something
reserved
for a privileged class of people, not something that could empower like the common person or someone that's struggling, you know.
It still is, though. It's still controlled totally by the powerful people. Like,
it is 100%.
They but like
there's
it's
more
not
nuance,
a, it's not
I think.
A free accessible thing, you know.
What?
I don't think it's actually a free and accessible thing. I think like
no, it's not. And that was made pretty clear
for a while.
Yeah, well that was made super clear this week as well, you know, how manipulated it is against like the average person, and it kind of showed how unequal and unfair it is when it's a supposedly free market as well. Yeah. Anyways, you're listening to CKET. What?
Enough speculation.
Enough speculation? Is that what you said? I can't really hear you.
Yeah, enough speculation.
All right. Well, that's perfect. Enough speculation because there's only 3 minutes left in our show. So thanks for listening. Anyone got any closing remarks?
Grow and buy locally. That's a good one. Like I have two chickens in the backyard. Get some chickens for your backyard. Get some eggs. They're actually
get some
real
chickens.
Tasty. That's it.
Eggs in the backyard.
Get some chickens eggs. For your backyard, yeah.
Nice. Yo, Wolfgang, closing remarks on the show?
Don't take advice from anybody on here about investment. buy Dogecoin. Let's just blow up Dogecoin.
Send it to the moon.
No, I think that's where it's going to go. Bitcoin, Ethereum, it's all garbage. I don't believe in any of it. It's not going anywhere. Dogecoin's the real ticker. You know, fucking 4 years from now, you're going to be kicking yourself. Like, damn, I should have listened to that dude at 6 a.m. on CKUT telling me to buy the Dogecoin. But all right, I'll have some. I've got like...
It's 3 cents right now.
Go get them.
It could be $1,000.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you all real soon. CKET 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Oh, I didn't even get a song on cue, actually. Let me do that real quick. I'm sorry. Thanks for listening. CKT 90.3 FM.
Bienvenue ici Matt Trapp, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM.
Hello, my name is Alia. I'm at CKUT in Montreal, 90.3 FM. Keep on rocking in the free world.
CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding at ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Beckers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You are listening to, you are listening to, you are listening to, estás escuchando,
morning to you beautiful souls. You are listening to Estás Escuchando, Vous Écoutez, a Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with your DJ, host, techies, reggae fusion artists, and lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones.